Hot sleepers, listen up. This one's for you. You probably know Avocado Green Mattress for their certified organic mattresses, but did you know that they also make unbelievably breathable natural bedding? From soft organic cotton sheets to light-as-air silk and lofty down duvets, their bedding is designed to naturally regulate temperature and keep you cool, comfy, and sleeping soundly all night long. Whether it's the softness of our organic cotton sheets, the cloud-like loft of our down and silk duvets, Avocado bedding is designed to deliver luxurious comfort that will have you looking forward to bedtime. And Avocado bedding is thoughtfully designed and expertly crafted for lasting durability. From reinforced stitching to premium, long-staple organic fibers, every detail is made to stand the test of time, wash after wash, season after season. So head to avocadomattress.com today to save 10% on all bedding and 50% on clearance bedding. Avocado, dream of better. Has it ever felt like you're doing everything right? You're eating healthy, you're working out, and yet your energy still crashes, or your mood swings hit out of nowhere, like a twist in a crime story that you didn't see coming. Listen, I've been there too, and what I've discovered is that many of these issues could be tied to hormonal imbalances, like a hidden criminal lurking in the background, throwing everything off track. But here's the good news. This is one mystery that you can solve with Happy Mammoth. There's no need for a long investigation. Just take the free 2-minute quiz from Happy Mammoth. You answer a few questions about what you're experiencing and where you're at in life, and you'll uncover the real culprit behind your hormonal symptoms. And the best part? After taking the quiz, you'll get a personalized recommendation to help you balance your hormones so you can finally feel like yourself again. According to a survey, after taking Hormone Harmony, 86% of women started to lose weight. 77% said that it improved their mood. And the biggest benefit? 100% of women surveyed said they're feeling like themselves again. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code ATTWG at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code ATTWG for 15% off today.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing, which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, and welcome to Day by Day True Crime Stories, the podcast where we explore a different crime or justice milestone from this day in history. I'm your host, Kona Gallagher, and today is June 3rd. On this day in 2011, 20-year-old Lauren Spearer disappeared from the streets of Bloomington, Indiana. She was a student at Indiana University and was spending the summer in a place that she loved, surrounded by friends. But that night, something happened. Something that left her family searching for answers and a community forever changed. Despite years of investigation and countless tips, Lauren Spearer has never been found. Today, we'll walk through Lauren's final known hours, the investigation that followed, and the heartbreaking questions that still haunt this case. Let's get started. Lauren Spearer was the kind of person who made friends easily. Petite, with a warm smile and a love of fashion, she had just wrapped up her sophomore year at Indiana University. That summer of 2011, she decided to stay in Bloomington. Her plan was to take classes, spend time with friends, and just enjoy the freedom of college without the full class schedule. She lived at Smallwood Plaza, which was a student apartment complex a few blocks from campus. It was a place where people came and went, socialized, and studied. Lauren's boyfriend, Jesse Wolf, wasn't with her that night, but they were in touch throughout the day on June 2nd and had plans to see each other the next day. By all accounts, things seemed normal in Lauren's life. The night of June 2nd was typical for a college summer evening. Lauren was hanging out with a group of friends, including Corey Rossman and Jason J. Rosenbaum. They pre-gamed at her apartment, then moved to a party at 11th and College. Afterwards, they headed to Kilroy's Sports Bar, which was a lively place near campus with a sand-covered patio. Lauren was seen at Kilroy's barefoot, having left her phone, keys, and shoes behind. At 2:27 a.m., security footage captured Lauren and Corey Rossman leaving the bar. Corey was visibly intoxicated, and Lauren wasn't too steady on her feet either. They made it back to Smallwood Plaza around 2:30 a.m., but they didn't stay. Witnesses said that Rossman may have been punched during a confrontation in the apartment complex, an altercation that was reportedly sparked by someone asking why Lauren was so intoxicated. Rossman's memory of that night is foggy, and he later said that he couldn't recall much after that point. After leaving Smallwood, Lauren and Corey walked a short distance to Jay Rosenbaum's apartment at 11th Street. There, Corey reportedly passed out, and Jay said that he let Lauren stay downstairs. She didn't have her own phone at the time, but she had used somebody else's to try to call or text friends. Around 3:30 a.m., Jay claimed that Lauren left his apartment and went next door to another friend's unit, though this claim has never been confirmed by police. Then, according to Jay, at 4:15 a.m., Lauren had returned to his townhouse for a brief time. And despite the fact that it was still dark and she was still drunk, Lauren insisted on walking home alone. Jay told police that he tried to convince her to stay, but ultimately he watched her leave and said that she was heading south on College Avenue around 4:30 a.m. At the time, Lauren was barefoot, without her phone or her purse, and was dressed in black leggings and a white top. Surveillance cameras from nearby businesses were checked, but none captured her after that point. Armoire makes getting dressed easy. With a clothing rental membership from Armoire, you can build the perfect wardrobe with brands that are high quality, unique, and recommended just for you. All you have to do is take a 5-minute style quiz and select items from your dynamic, personalized closet. And the styles show up at your door in as little as 2 days. Then when you're ready for new clothes, just swap them out for more new-to-you styles. So I've been using Armoire, and I'm actually wearing one of their shirts right now as I'm recording this, and it's a great idea. You don't have to commit to buying the clothes, but you can really start to explore your own personal style. Like if there's a trend or something that you've been wanting to maybe try but not commit to, this is absolutely perfect. Because if you don't like it, you just put it back in the bag and get something else. Because we've all been there. You open your closet, and even though it's packed, you feel like you have nothing to wear. And with Armoire, that's a thing of the past. They make it effortless for all women to turn heads with stylish, everyday looks. You can rent high-quality designer clothing for any occasion, and it's all tailored to your personal style. Plus, you don't have to do laundry, and you don't have to go shopping. It truly could not be any easier. And right now, my listeners can give Armoire a try and get up to 50% off their first month, which is up to $125 off. Just visit armoire.style/ATTWG. That's armoire.style, armoire.style/ATTWG to get up to 50% off your first month and never worry about what to wear again. Try Armoire today. Did you know that your calendar age doesn't always match how old your body truly is? I recently took the True Age test from True Diagnostic and discovered my biological age. And the results completely changed the way that I think about my health. My test revealed that I'm about 6 months older than my biological age, so clearly I have some work to do because I want to outrun the clock in terms of my health. And I can do that because the True Age test didn't just give me a number. It showed how quickly my heart, brain, liver, and immune system are aging. It was pretty eye-opening. Like, my brain is doing great, but I need to work on my cardiac health a little bit, which honestly was a bit of a surprise for me, but it's a great place to focus. The test itself was super easy and convenient. I did it from home. There was no doctor visit or big needles. It was a quick, painless finger prick. You send off the tiny sample in a prepaid package, and in about 2 to 3 weeks, you get a detailed online report about your aging and health. It's fast and hassle-free. So if you care about protecting your health and want to find out what your real age is, head over to truediagnostic.com and use my code ATTWG to get 20% off your entire order or subscription. That's TrueDiagnostic.com and use ATTWG at checkout to get 20% off. Your future self will thank you. The morning of June 3rd dawned quietly. Jesse texted Lauren but got no reply. It wasn't until that afternoon that the alarm was raised, when other friends couldn't reach her and saw that her belongings were still at Kilroy's. Her parents, Charlene and Robert Spearer, were contacted and immediately flew from New York to Bloomington, frantic with worry. At 4:30 p.m. on June 3rd, Lauren was officially reported missing. Police responded quickly, search teams were organized, flyers were printed, and social media posts went up. Volunteers, students, and strangers joined in to look for her. Fortunately, Lauren's disappearance was never dismissed as a college student's misadventure. It struck a chord immediately. Lauren's face appeared on national news, and the FBI joined in on the investigation. Search dogs, ATVs, and helicopters all combed the area. Lakes, fields, and wooded areas were scoured. But there was no sign of Lauren. In the absence of actual answers, theories began to swirl. One theory suggested an accidental overdose. Now, whether or not that's what happened, Lauren's parents have voiced their belief over the years that her friends do know what happened that night, but haven't come forward to actually say what it was. As Robert Spearer has said, quote, "We believe that she may have died as a result of something that happened that evening, that there are individuals who know exactly what happened and have chosen not to come forward," end quote. Now, another theory that kind of ties into this is foul play by somebody that Lauren knew, someone who may have harmed her and hidden the truth. Bloomington's police chief at the time echoed this possibility, stating, quote, "We believe the people who were with Lauren that night know more than they're saying," end quote. There are also theories about a stranger abduction, but that seemed unlikely in such a well-populated, well-lit area. Through it all, though, no arrests were made. Leads fizzled, and Lauren remained missing. Charlene and Robert Spearer have never stopped fighting for their daughter. In the early days, they set up a command center at Smallwood Plaza, organized search efforts, and created the website findlauren.com. They continue to work with media outlets to keep Lauren's story in the public eye. Their message has always been simple but powerful. Somebody knows something. In 2013, they filed a civil lawsuit against three of the young men from that night, accusing them of negligence. The case was dismissed, but the Spears didn't give up. They continue to host vigils, speak at events, and advocate for missing persons and campus safety. Charlene has said, quote, "You wake up every single day with that hole in your heart, that ache in your soul. All we want to know is where Lauren is," end quote. As of today, more than a decade later, Lauren's case remains unsolved. Bloomington police have followed over 3,500 tips. The FBI also remains involved. A $250,000 reward is still offered for information. But no suspects have been charged, and no physical evidence has surfaced to explain what happened to Lauren that night. Her parents still hold on to hope and urge anyone with information to come forward. As Robert Spearer said, quote, "Someone knows. It's that simple. And we'll never stop trying to bring Lauren home," end quote. Lauren Spearer's story is more than a mystery. It's a reminder of how fragile life can be and how deeply a family's love can endure, even in the face of silence. Behind the headlines, there's a daughter, a friend, a young woman whose life was cut short far too soon. Thank you for joining me on today's episode of Day by Day True Crime Stories. If you found Lauren's story compelling, please subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. It'll help us grow. And be sure to join me again tomorrow as we explore another significant event in true crime history. Until then, stay safe and remember that behind every headline is a life worth remembering. Day by Day, True Crime Stories is a Little Monster production.
Hey, you can do it!
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.